Hi everyone, welcome back. My name is Felipe Rodas, and in this video I'm going to talk about how to improve your sleep. I realize that in many of my videos I've been talking about sleep as being one of the most important things that you can do for your health. But I realized that I never actually made a video on how you can improve your sleep. Before I start with this video, I want to announce that I created an 8-week weight loss plan. And this plan is focused on 4 different split workouts. So if you want to get access to the plan, I put a link in the description and I hope you can benefit from this plan. Now let's get started on the things that you can do to improve your sleep. Now sleep is one of the most important things that everyone can do for their health, because when we're sleeping, the body is repairing itself, actually the brain and the body. When we're sleeping, the brain undergoes different sleep cycles, and each cycle lasts for about 90 minutes. And in the very beginning of the night, the body is producing melatonin, which is released by the pineal gland around 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that's when the body is going through deep sleep, repairing itself. So the brain prioritizes the body first, and it's from about 10 p.m. to 2:30, 3 a.m. And from 4 a.m. and onwards, so around dawn, the brain is repairing itself. So the brain prioritizes the body first, and then it repairs itself. So REM sleep, rapid eye movement, is where the brain is repairing itself, and that's where you also start dreaming. So it is very important that you align your circadian rhythm to be able to have a good night's sleep. So the circadian rhythm is a rhythm of 24 hours, which is controlled by the day and night cycles. And it's primarily controlled by 2 hormones, which are cortisol and melatonin. So in the morning, when you wake up, your body is producing cortisol from about 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. It peaks about 9 and 10 a.m. It depends on the person. And then later in the evening, cortisol drops and melatonin should be high. Now, if you have a misaligned circadian rhythm, then in the evening, you will struggle to fall asleep. You will have a lot of cortisol instead of melatonin, which is what used to happen to me years ago. I used to go to bed around 1 a.m., 2 a.m., so late. And I never thought that I would be able to fall asleep at 10 or 11 p.m. And how did I fix that? So I think one of the most important things that you can do is, as soon as you wake up, you go outside and get daylight or sunlight or bright lights if it's winter. You want to kickstart your circadian rhythm. You want to help the body to produce more cortisol. And if it's winter, I know I said this before, but bright lights and a cold shower will help you with that. Or go outside to your garden or your balcony. Get a little bit exposed to cold, because to kickstart a circadian rhythm can be influenced by different factors such as temperature, light, and also foods. So when you get exposed to light, the light's gonna send signals to the suprachiasmatic nucleus, which is a group of neurons in the hypothalamus, and they are responsible to control the rest of the internal clocks that the body has. And the peripheral outputs of clocks are in the heart, liver, muscle, and kidneys. So when you wake up in the morning and you go outside, get sunlight, you are helping your body or your brain know the time of the day, and then the brain would know what to do at different times. So when we are sleeping, the body undergoes through different sleep cycles, about 4 to 5. And each cycle lasts for about 90 minutes. In the very beginning of the night, the body or the brain goes through deep sleep, which is where the brain prioritizes the body to recover and to heal the muscles. And then later in the night, about 2 a.m., 3 a.m. and onwards, that's where the brain is repairing itself. So the brain prioritizes the body first, and then it repairs itself. So another way that you can do to kickstart your circadian rhythm is exercising. Very early in the day, you can go for long walks, you can go for a run, whatever works for you. Personally, if I exercise later in the evening, after 5 p.m., I'm not able to sleep at night. I feel very awake. My brain is very active. But for some people, they are able to go to sleep very well if they exercise after work. Another thing that you can do to help your body to produce more cortisol is to drink coffee in the morning. And of course, you want to avoid to have coffee very late in the evening. Personally, I don't have any coffee after 2 or 3 p.m. because I might not be able to sleep at night. Some people are able to sleep very well even if they drink coffee around 4 or 5 p.m. I prefer to have coffee very early in the day. Now, what to do if you're not able to chill out in the evening and you feel very active? So I will go for a long walk, and I will also try to watch the sunset. So in that way, we are aligning the brain with the day-night cycles. Dinner is very important, but the time of when you eat is also even more important. So ideally, you want to have dinner around 2 to 3 hours before bed, not very close to bedtime. And it is important to have foods that are high in tryptophan. So tryptophan is a precursor to serotonin, and serotonin converts into melatonin. So if you can see, you need like a high nutrient foods for your dinner, so your body is able to produce melatonin later. But the most important thing for me to produce melatonin is to block the artificial lights. And some of the best things that you can do to block the artificial light at night is wearing blue light blocking glasses. And these are the ones that I use. So I don't get any, I'm not sponsored by them or anything, but these glasses are from Bone Charge. And I usually wear these glasses around 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., about 2 hours before bed. And in this way, I'm making sure that my body's producing a lot of melatonin, and it's not suppressed by the artificial light, excessive blue light from my computer or from my phone. Something that has helped me a lot with my sleep is having yogurt as a snack before bed. Dairy or yogurt or milk has been shown to improve your REM sleep. And before I go to bed, I do like a full body stretch routine. And I sometimes focus also on my breathing. And I also like to read a book. And so that way I make sure that I'm not watching my phone or any screens for about 30 minutes or an hour before bed. Now, sometimes I'm on my phone scrolling, but because scrolling on Instagram or YouTube, but because I'm wearing these glasses, then my brain is producing melatonin without the interference of the bright lights. So just to recap on what I say about how to improve your sleep. When you wake up in the morning, go outside, get exposed to sunlight, daylight, or take a cold shower so you can start your circadian rhythm. Exercise first thing in the morning. But for some people, exercising in the evening helps them to fall asleep very, very fast. Avoid caffeine, green tea, chocolate, past 2 or 3 p.m. You can also go for long walks, so that way you can help the body to reduce cortisol and then be able to sleep at night. Dinner about 2 to 3 hours before bed. And it is important to have foods that are high in tryptophan or niacin. That can be chicken, turkey, meat. You can also eat some potatoes. Block that artificial light at night with blue light blocking glasses 2 hours before bed, so you can help your body to produce melatonin. You can have a pre-bed snack, yogurt, kefir, pumpkin seeds. You can add also 3 grams of glycine. It's gonna help you to sleep a lot. You can read a book before bed and do some full body stretches. Or you can focus on your breathing. That's it. I just wanted to create a quick video on the things that help me to improve my sleep. And something that I didn't mention is that I track my sleep with this ring. This is the Oura Ring. And this ring allows you to see how much deep sleep, light sleep, and REM sleep you get. And by using the tips that I've given you, I've been able to get high scores on my Oura Ring pretty much every day. That's it. Thank you so much for watching. If you're new to the channel, I will appreciate if you click like and subscribe, and you share this video for anyone who can benefit from these tips. And if you haven't seen my video on my experience with oat milk, because I thought I was lactose intolerant for so many years, and then I tried raw dairy, and I've been getting a lot of good benefits from having raw milk and raw dairy. I put it up here. Check it out.